on television, it was showing everything that shouldn't have been shown. Well, I mean, as regards to the miners going to places, and Maggie Thatcher, she put out those policemen, but half of them weren't policemen, they were army. Because I always remember this, when the crowd from Canada Colliery went up to somewhere, and this man came and he came on the television after and said that he knew one of the boys standing on him, and he said, you were not police, you were army. And they just turned their heads, they had no numbers on, and I think that, and when they showed the violence that was used, and I mean there was a lot of violence with the miners as well, but you know, when you had policemen wearing t-shirts saying across them, you were paying my mortgage for my new house, because the overtime they were working. You know, that was all shown on the television, the things like that. But what wasn't shown, really, was when all the talk of the miners and the Daggy Thatcher brought out that they were going to close so many collieries, and Arthur Scargill turned round and said that the first pit to close, we would go on strike. Well, a couple of weeks after, they closed Tee Mawr in Hopkinstown. And for 3 weeks, the Welsh miners went on strike, and they were picketing the Yorkshire miners because they were still working, and Arthur Scargill wouldn't do a thing about it. Then they closed one pit in Yorkshire, and Arthur Scargill brought everybody out on strike. Well, then it really went. I mean, I was helping them, but I could, you know, giving the food and that, and they were having parcels, and a lot were having them, but well, they were selling them, and well, that's up to them. But what another thing I didn't like, and I think Kim Howells, who became MP for Ponty after, at that, when he seen that, I think that's when he dropped out of it, really, was when Arthur Scargill came to Pontypridd, and they had a crowd marching, and they all had these berries on and these shirts. They were like, and they were marching down Pontypridd towards Sardis House. And I thought, now they're bringing different factions into this. It wasn't a strike. But I will say, the miners here held out till the last they ever went. And I thought one of the main things of the strike that I will always remember was when the day when they marched back to work to Mardy Colliery and then the band playing, and I thought that was very effective. But as to the strike itself, I think a lot of it could have been avoided if people had got round the table and talked.